الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم ربنا أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. اللهم اجنا من النار، 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 اللهم اجنا من النار السالمين، وادخلنا الجنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا واغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. صلى الله تعالى وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah is giving us opportunity to be in an environment, situation where we remind each other, one another, the purpose and objective why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Yesterday, we went through the very important theme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in Surah Al-Baqarah in the beginning, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the characteristic of the muttaqoon, those who have conscience, who live with a conscience of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what are the characteristics. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly explains about the kafirun, those who reject, what happens to them, why they do that, how much ever you warn them, how much ever you remind them, their hearts have been sealed. And it's a lengthy discussion about munafiqun, hypocrites. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. And sahaba karam, till their end, they had that fear that will they end up in that group of people. And basically, you use, the religious or the social responsibility, the religious responsibility or your religiosity to have worldly benefit. May Allah protect all of us. Sometimes, we get connected, we think that these are happening. When we have to always double check about ourselves. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said, there are certain actions or characters of the munafiqun. Munafiqun, they will not keep up of their word. That's very, very important. When you give a word, you must try to hold on to it. When you talk, it has to be true what you are talking. And you have to be, a person who is actually with the loyalty, integrity matters a lot. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends that, said, if Allah wish, Allah will take their hearing, their eyesight and everything away. Because these people, they are with the light, there is guidance, but they don't benefit with that guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who are benefiting. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, the next thing is generally Allah is addressing Ya Ayyuhan Nas, the humanity. And then He says to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, U'budu Rabbakum, to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to declare the abdiyat, the slavehood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah reminds why you should do that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, this is a very important theme of Surah Baqarah, that Allah gives you life and Allah only takes you back. He created you, Allah is reminding. خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah created you and all those who came before you, and all the creation was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah connects to the first part of Surah Baqarah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. If you declare that, if you say that, oh Allah, I am your slave, I am here just to worship you alone, then Allah says, you attain taqwa. You attain taqwa. Only the taqwa will, if you have taqwa, the Quran will be beneficial for you. Quran will guide you only when you have taqwa. Allah says about fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Here about ibadah, all our acts of worship, we connect and we say we are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? We want to attain the taqwa. Muttaqoon will be guided right? And to attain taqwa, we need to be those who actually submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdiyat, ibadah, all type of act of worship, salah, Quran, everything that we do it in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, accepting that Allah is our master. And then, again, the same connecting, you know, Quran, every verse, every surah is interconnected. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have, this is Allah is addressing the humanity. Allah is addressing everyone. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you have any doubt about whatever we have revealed to our slave, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, raib, raib means doubt. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Again, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, that book, لَا رَيْبَ, there is no doubt. And Allah is connecting now. He's saying, oh humanity, right? If you have any doubt of whatever we have revealed to our slave, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا, if you have it, then come. If you can do it, if you are a human being, he is a human being. Right? If you are Arab, he is Arab. If you think that he made up these things, he come up with these things, then fa'tu bi surah. All of you can get together and come up with one chapter, one surah. Allahu Akbar, this challenge remain up till today. That challenge is fa'tu bi suratin min mithli. Similar to that, bring one surah. And if you want more, wadu'u shuhada'akum min dunillah. So you have so many other people who are supporting you. You call all of them, all your shuhada, all your witnesses, the whole power, whatever you think they can help you, bring all of them together. In kuntum sadiqin, if you are truthful, my dear brothers, this challenge is not an easy challenge. Who is challenging? Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was challenging to the Arabs. Actually, you know, the Mus'haf or the Arabic language that we read, it has developed. It has developed to such level that even non-Arabs can read. Initially, the Arabic scripture, there was no nukta, dots. Ba, ta, fa, tha, nothing. With just the letters going on. The Arabs, based on the sentence, they decide what is this. Whether it is fa or whether it is qaf. Whether it is ba or whether it is noon. How difficult it is. In a later stage only, this, you know, the dots were put on. So differentiate between ba and noon. Because ba means the noon, the dot is down. Noon is dot is up. If fa and qaf, two dots or one dot. So it's all came up in a later development. But Arabs were so good at their Arabic language. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. My dear spiritual brother, we must remain a student of the Quran. May Allah, you know, give us that ability. Take our time, our own pace. But remain a student. You know, all these in month of Ramadan, like, you know, we come, these are motivational speech. You know, actual lesson, you sit one to one, word to word, you go through, you internalize it, you try to get some understanding, so you build a very close relationship with the Kalamullah, with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. إِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. They do it, or they will never ever do that. You do it or you don't, they will never ever do that. They will never come. Allah itself said, وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُنْ. You will never ever do that. فَاتَّقُنْ نَارٍ. But fear the hellfire. And Allah has prepared the hellfire for the rejectors, for the kuffar. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Then briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverts that. Give glad tidings for the believers. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَرُ. So this is the beauty of the Quran. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about negative, at least Allah will mention the positive and go. This is something, Allah is so fair and just. Right? It will not only say one side and leave the other side, so you decide for yourself. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always will come up with other things. There is a fear, and then Allah says, if you're a believer, glad tidings for you. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Who have iman, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Iman, and then you do good deed, عَمَلِ صَالِحَا, good deed, then أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. So for them, for those, they will have gardens where the rivers will flow down, and then the food will be brought to them, and whenever the fruits and the, you know, it's been served, they will say, we were being served in dunya something similar. Utubihi mutashabiha. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, they will have spouses very pure, mutahara. Their partners will be so loyal to them, and they will remain in that garden forever. They will remain in that garden forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another very, very important point. This Allah is addressing in general for everyone. For the believers, the kuffar, the mushriks, and everyone together. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. This is the context of it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to give examples, some of the kuffar say, oh, why should he bring this example? Why should he bring that example? Why should he say this? You know, some of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar was saying, oh, if he's almighty, he doesn't need to talk that. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي. Allah is not ashamed. Allah is not ashamed to bring even, you know, a fly as example. Because fly is, there's so many things that you can learn from it. And something bigger. Allah can bring something very small as example. Allah can bring something very big. وَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who have believed, they will realize and they will recognize this is from Allah. This example is from Allah. ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Allah brings in Surah Hajj. Connect that. There is an example is presented to them, then they let them give a hearing. And then Allah brings their dhubab, a fly as an example. And you know what Allah says? If they can they bring all get together? And you know the fly, can they create? Oh, so if a fly comes and eats from the food and go, can they take back that food what the fly took away? Allahu Akbar. These are not, you know, small things. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making you think about it. Allah wants us to think and ponder, not just go through in the life. When you're going through, whatever you see, think and ponder. And then, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. What do Allah intend with this example? What do they say that people who reject, they will try and find a reason. You see, people, there are two types of people. There are some people who reject honestly because they don't understand. They didn't understand, so they try to ask question honestly. They want clarification. Allah will guide those people. There are some people, they know it is truth, but they just keep asking questions so that they can reject. They just keep saying reason. You answer those people, no. Allah says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't even concentrate. Don't even worry answering those people. Don't even worry about answering them, because even how much ever you say, أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Whether you want them or you don't want them, they're not going to have belief. So, but you need to keep clarifying for people who are very honest about it. They just need to find a way. They need to get to connect. They are very honest. They want to know what's really going on. Then Allah says, يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُذِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. It's very important. He says, Allah, يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. There are lots of people. Big number will be misled through this Quran. Through Allah's word, they will be misled. Similarly, وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah will guide large number of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who get hidayah, inshaAllah. Our children, our progeny, whole humanity gets the hidayah. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. If you have gone astray, that means you are fasiq, a sinner, disobedient. A person fasiq who has ulterior motives. Is not really pure. Fisk come from dirt. Fisk is from dirt. And you know, which is something very impure. If you're not pure, if you're not honest, you're not going to get guidance. If you want guidance, be honest. Come and openly say, you know, there was so many kuffars. Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, Allah grant him hidayah. Safwan ibn Umayyah, Allah grant him hidayah. Khalid ibn Walid, Allah grant him hidayah. Abu Sufyan, Allah blessed him with hidayah. What do you call? Wahshi radiallahu anhu, Allah grant him. How? Why? There was such an astonished enemy. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want to see the face of Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Why? Because whenever he sees Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he remembers his uncle Hamza. Remember Hamza radiallahu anhu. He said, just, you know, okay, fine, just don't come in front of me. Because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a human being. When he comes, he remembers that. Then, you know, as a human being, you get this hatred towards it. No option. But these people were honest. Allah granted him. Umar radiallahu anhu, for how long? He was till about third, fourth year after the Quran revealed. He was still only the sixth year after the revelation, Umar radiallahu anhu became Muslim. He was opposing. When they opposed it, they didn't have any ulterior motive. They were pure. They thought, you know, this is something new. They didn't understand. So they were very honest. They wanted the ummah to be together. They wanted the people to be together. Their honesty, Allah eventually granted them what? Hidayah. So if you have fisk, if you have ulterior motives, if you are not really honest about what you're doing, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ فَاسِقِينَ those الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِ. Who are the fasiq? They will have a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will break the covenant. They say, okay, they come, they accept, but they will not be honest. وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوسَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They will disobey Allah so that they create corruption in the world. Again, the theme of Surah Baqarah, Allah reminds again death. This is a beautiful thing. He says, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah is asking, how can you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you not, you know, accept Him, believe in? How can you reject Him? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How can they reject Allah? كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You didn't have life. None of us had life. We were dead. Kuntum amwatan, we were not in existence, we never had life. Kuntum amwatan, fahyakum, He gave you life. And summa yumitukum, then what? He again make you? Summa yuhyikum, and then again He will give you life. Thumma ilayhi turja'un, and to Him that you're going to return. Allahu Akbar. Allah in another verse says, ahyaytana snatayn wa amatna tastayn. I gave you life twice, and I gave you death twice. Twice. We enjoy that. Twice. We were dead. Allah brought us to life. We were no way. Right? Allah gave us life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He is the one who created every single thing is in heaven. ثم استوى إلى السماء. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Himself above all the creation. He created everything and He went above. This is a very important point. On Aqeedah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to a place. This is very weird. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our Aqeedah, our belief, our doctrine is, Allah is not confined to a place. Sometimes certain ayats in the Quran, Allah is addressing to our mind, it doesn't mean we should literally translate it. All the scholars, with difference of opinion, they will say, we will accept as it is, and how it is, we will not question. How it is, because Allah does not come under time. Day and night doesn't occur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for us day and night, because we are confined to a geographical location. Now, for example, if you take, a brother, I have tried it, he wants to keep traveling so that he don't get night. He can follow traveling what? The sun, if keep traveling, what happens? Because he's not in one place, he never going to reach night. He's keep traveling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to a space. Allah is not confined. Allah is not a physical being like me and you. We should not never ever imagine that. Allah is beyond our imagination. Sometimes Allah says about hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all that. It's just for our understanding. Our understanding. But when it comes to the real aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there's only three. There is three opinion within the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. One is the Asha'ira, Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, and then Imam al-Maturidi, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. These are three great scholars who have been accepted as the scholars of aqidah, and their interpretation are accepted. Interpretation accepted. They very clearly said that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimullah, said, they will say, whatever Allah has said, we accept it as it is, but we will not question it how it is, and whatever he said, it should not compare. If we imagine to a creation, if you start comparing him to a creation, it becomes a problem. Imam Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari al-Matu, they will try anything, any words which is resembles the creation, they will try to give interpretation, saying that the meaning is not this, it's something else. So Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ. Allah is, if now you say direction, you say, where is Allah? We can't say Allah is up. Right? Allah is above everything. He's not towards one direction. You know, because now here, the world is that way. If I say up for other people, it's down. So we can't say it's up and down. Basically, Allah is above everything. Allah is above every creation. Allah is A'la. A'la means He's high. That's what it means, high and above. And He does not come into that. And ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah has knowledge about every single thing. My respected brothers, Allah has created a system that every single thing is recorded and every single thing goes through the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a general address, like Allah speaks about the muttaqoon, kuffar, munafiqoon, and generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this. And the next theme is very, very important. Allah is mentioning the origin, the beginning of humanity. That is how Allah created Adam alayhi salam, the idea of creating Adam alayhi salam, and the conversation between Allah and the angel, and what happened. That's the next part. And after that, Allah again, the Surah Baqarah, the theme change into Bani Israel. Then we will go on inshallah on tomorrow and rest of the days inshallah. We will try to go through this. It's very important. We try to understand these things, and we need to have from these are not just stories. These are not imagination stories. This is our Lord Almighty Allah. He's communicating to us. He's talking to us. So we try to internalize that, understand, and go, you know, whatever do. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. Days are, you know, today we are fasting the 15th day. Now the 14th night, few more days, we're going to reach the last 10 nights. So let us, you know, once you come up 15, rest is going down like this. So it's very quickly, without even you realize, it'll come to an end. You know, these are the few last few days. Let us try and connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask dua for the entire humanity. My dear brothers, very important. What is happening around? And we need to be contextualizing in our situation. Allah is not going to question us beyond our capacity. Remember that. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Every one of us are answerable based on our capacity. The least what Allah expects, if any injustice happening, the least, you should have concern in the heart. That's it. You should not be a person who just kafir, oh, let it happen, whatever happens. No, you have to have it. So as believers, that's why we make dua. That's why we do kunutun nazila. After 5 times salah, we raise our hands. We make dua. You know, that's what we can do in our context. It's very, very important, and understand where we are, what we are doing. We cannot achieve things just by, you know, emotionally reacting. Yes, we need to act. We need to show our, you know, our feelings has to be expressed. But all that has to happen in a proper way. That's very, for every single thing, there is a sunnah. There is a methodology. How you do it, and how we express it, how we go about. And that's very, very important. And we should not, we have to be very, very careful in coming to conclusions. Coming to conclusion. You know, people are in a different context. Right? You know, if you look at the Arab world, you know, we are not happy about how the Arab leaders are behaving. It's, we are very honest, as citizens in the, we are not happy about it. Right? We think in our capacity, they can do more and they can do better. This is what our point of view. But do, did we ever think and see in their context how they are, what is in their situation, what's really happening, what they're really doing? Do we really know? We don't know. So how can we come into conclusion without knowing? And we see certain medias, like, you know, those medias were bringing it forward, right? It's bringing, without that, we don't understand what's going on. And when it comes to media, remember, brothers, don't come to conclusion in seeing anything in the media. It is just the one side. It's just one part of it. Just one part of it. Don't come to conclusion. Always you ask, there might be another story. There is another story behind it. There is always they came up. Different story. We need to understand. We mustn't be hasting in just coming to conclusion. And when we come to conclusion, sometime as human being, in our mind, we may come to conclusion. We are not accountable for that. It's all the process. That's a mind and heart is battle. Soon as we express that, we type that, we text that, we share that, that's it. You are caught. You have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's going to be recorded. So accountability, muttaqun, taqwa means you are very careful about commenting about other people. You're very careful about coming to conclusion. Don't, there's always the other side of it. Always the other side of it. You know, remember, you know, one brother, actually, the, you know, one side of the story, one side, a person is abusing this person. After abusing him, that part is not in the video. The other part, then this person responding it is in the video. How does it look? It looks like the person who's responding as the oppressor. That's what we see. That's what we're seeing in Palestine. You know, one person, one group is abusing it. Then other group is responding it. They can take that and portray as what? Allahu Akbar. So it's very, very careful. We need to be very responsible when we, you know, come to this is all part of our ethics, of how we, you know, express our view, how we go about with what is happening around us. We are accountable. The eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not become those who create fitna amongst the society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us the understanding. May Allah guide all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.